A controversial proposal by the Bush administration to negotiate a new security arrangement with Iraq is at a dead end and needs new ideas to move forward. It's controversial here because it would seem to keep American troops in Iraq indefinitely. It's controversial in Iraq because it would take away some powers from the government in Baghdad. Iraq's prime minister said today the negotiations on the security arrangement are deadlocked. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki spoke to reporters during a visit to Amman, Jordan today, and he dismissed reports that a security deal with the U.S. was close. Maliki said he found it strange that people were talking about an agreement that is really no more than a draft of ideas, which in any case, he said, was unanimously rejected by Iraqi officials. Maliki was blunt. He said the current demands from the Bush administration were unacceptable. He said Iraq cannot allow U.S. forces to have the right to put Iraqis in jail, nor can it allow them to have sole responsibility for counterterrorism operations. Other apparent areas of disagreement include long-term control of nearly 60 U.S. military bases in Iraq, control of Iraq's airspace, and immunity for U.S. troops and private security contractors from Iraqi law. Michelle Flournoy of the Center for a New American Security says there's a lot at stake for both sides.
The Iraqis would like to be negotiating this agreement in the context of an eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops. They are interested in this agreement as an exercise in sovereignty, in sort of reclaiming many of the rights that they didn't have in the U.N. Security Council resolution context. And they want to make sure that this is done in a way that assumes that the U.S. will not have a permanent presence or permanent basis in Iraq.
U.S. officials say they're not trying to lay the groundwork for a permanent U.S. occupation of Iraq, but President Bush is dead set against a timetable for withdrawal. Again, Michelle Flournoy.
Look at the bilateral agreement. It definitely goes beyond simply issues of our troops in the country. It really is trying to map out the contours of a long-term strategic relationship with Iraq. And, you know, the challenge for this administration is that I think is still being hotly debated in our domestic politics. So it's going to be very hard for them to pull together something that's really going to stick when there's a change of administrations.
And that's a major concern for Democrats in Congress and elsewhere. They don't want the Bush administration to use a new security agreement with Iraq to cement its own policies in place for the next president. But Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says those worries are overblown.
I understand why Congress wants to have a role in this and not totally trust what the Bush administration might do, given its track record. But I really don't believe that in the nature of these kinds of agreements there is any particular cause for concern.
O'Hanlon says the Bush administration is not trying to negotiate a full-blown treaty with Iraq, and that, he says, is frustrating to some Iraqi officials, though they're not talking about it.
It's true they also want more sovereignty and the ability to arrest people like Blackwater employees who overuse force or other restrictions on American operations in their country. They also would like a stronger relationship, and yet we're not going to offer that in this period of time. This is strictly about the mechanics, if you will, of how the working partnership will continue. And on the ground, in real life, it's working pretty well.
If the U.S. and Iraqi governments cannot come to an agreement, Baghdad might invite the United Nations to extend its mandate for U.S. troops in Iraq for another year. And then they would start the negotiation process all over again after Inauguration Day in 2009. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.